Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to another Saturday night with Ingery Castle. I'm your host. The name of the show is Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I have actually two guests for you tonight. They're both very important, but before I introduce them, I just want for new listeners to know who I am and what this show is about. Okay, I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation. We've been going for over 20 years. It's a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations that's not often available to the public. It's certainly not on the mainstream media, and in fact, it's actively censored today. And unless you get this information, like we have on our website and elsewhere, and actually do your own research and dig deep, a lot of it's actually on the government websites, too. That's the only way you're going to be able to make an informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal of all pharma injections of all kinds. So our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaclib.org. That's VAC for vaccination, LIB for liberation, .org is our main website. But if you can't remember that, you can go to vaccinetruth.com, and that'll also get you there. And a mirror of our exemption pages is at vaccinetruth.net, because most people contact us for medical and religious exemptions. And then we also have out-of-the-box type of exemptions, you know, like don't refuse, ask them pointed questions, force the liability issue. I mean, you know, people need to know how to assert their rights, and that's will lead me actually into my guest introducing him. But I want to mention, I do have a business website. It's called humbleweed.net, and I do sell specific high-quality products there to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's the reason I have the show called Immunize Wisely, which literally means to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. We do have a chat room for the show, and thanks to Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room. It is not part of the RBN network, but it's great because then I can, you know, drop important content there and other listeners can also share. So you can go to Immunize Wisely, that's Wisely stylized with a Z, .chatango, all together, chatango.com, and adding important content there. I often, In fact, during this show, I'm going to be putting some important links, and it's great. So, you know, this is a really, I know you guys get a lot of commercials about donating to RBN, but it's been really clear to me that this is a listener-supported station. You know, we used to have a lot more ads. We don't have as many ads. Some of our more well-paying ads have dropped off. So it really is listener supported. It does cost a lot to, you know, run this network. So support the network. I mean, my gosh, where are you going to get a constantly rotating news feed of up to the minute news? I mean, I was scanning through the news just this week and today, and always, you know, they have always have posted stories I would have missed. So that's at republicbroadcasting.org, and you can go ahead and donate to the network. I mean, you know, $5 or $10 a month isn't a lot if all of our listeners donated at least that amount. So I want to encourage you to do that, because, you know, being able to take callers and, you know, just having such a family of like-minded people where you're getting highly educated on important issues of the day is pretty valuable to have. You know, we have so much disinformation, misinformation, and outright lies that it's nice to have a network. And if, you know, if you disagree with someone, I mean, you can certainly write the host. You can call in and give them some additional information. I know I've had listeners, I so appreciate all you guys out there, because I've had my mind completely changed on many issues that with given more information, and a lot of it is from our listeners. And I really appreciate the educated audience too that comes with having a radio show on this network. So anyway, it's enough of my soapbox. Okay, so my guest today, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. His name is Christopher Key, and he has this website, vaccine-police.com. And he, I mean, the stuff he's done is pretty amazing. He owned a health club called Steel City Fitness, which specialized in health and wellness. And he also owned a company called SWAT, which he also started a company called Health Management Systems that utilized a device that measures body fat. So he's been in the health and wellness industry for a while. He's been on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And he also helped professional athletes and the public without drugs, chemicals, and surgery until the government came and seized everything he owned and shut him down. And this happened 7 years ago. And so we know this story is pretty familiar when you buck the big pharma cartel that is in control of the medical establishment here. He recently was fired from his job of 6 years of being a patriot and standing against a tyrannical school board in Alabama. It was because of Key's efforts that the mask mandate was lifted and kids will no longer have to provide proof of inoculation to return to in-person learning this fall. Since publicly announcing that victory and encouraging fellow Americans to fight against the unconstitutional mandates, he's been fired from his job by his bully boss. So he, instead of feeling sorry for himself, he responded to a higher calling. And he's now traveling the country to fight for your kids, which is our, you know, the whole country's kids. We've got to, you know, save the children. When they start going after the children, you know something's seriously wrong. So, yeah, he gave me this great press release. He also won at Auburn University. He stood down. They did not force them to wear masks, even though they told him they had every right to refuse him entry to his daughter's graduation without a mask. This is what freedom looks like and shows how the power of the pen can change so many unlawful orders. He did all this. And on April 8th of this year, Whole Foods had Christopher Key arrested for trespassing because he refused to wear a mask and answer their medical questions and allow them to take his temperature. Ah, yeah, unbelievable. Here are three reasons why he abstains from wearing a mask. One, it violates Alabama law to wear a mask in public. Two, it goes against his religious beliefs to wear a mask. And three, he has a medical condition that prevents him from wearing a mask, which all of us do, because we all have the fundamental right to breathe oxygen uninhibited. So he's, you know, he's anxious to have his day in court, and he does know law and how to deal with these commercial courts. So it's just incredible. So thank you so much for coming on, Christopher. Welcome to Immunize Wisely.
Thank you so very much for having me. Thank you for bringing up what we've been doing. But I want to call to action to all your people that are listening. On Friday, this coming Friday, I'm going to be out in front of the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, protesting against the CDC because now they are mandating that our children, 5 to 11 years of age, get this unbelievable satanic Luciferian jab. And we know the research is showing now, just on CDC's BEARS website, as of this morning, we know that 17,000 people have died within a few days of taking this vaccine. We also know that in my great state of Alabama, there was an affidavit that was signed 5 months ago saying that 45,000 people had dropped dead within 3 days of taking this vaccine, and that there's an injunction in my great state of Alabama to stop all the COVID vaccines. And guys, the line in the sand has to be drawn now. You know, if you guys want to wear a mask, great and wonderful, put two masks on, put your pantyhose on, and if you guys want to take a vaccine, so be it. You know, take your three boosters. But guys, please, God, do not allow your children to take this vaccine. You know, I've studied vaccines for 23 years, and this vaccine, I would not let Satan take it, okay? This mRNA technology is showing out to be exactly what all my medical doctors have told me, that it is beyond evil, and those that are taking the vaccine very likely will be dead in 2 to 5 years. And that seems to be very, very bad, but we know the human body is amazing, and when you give it what God intended it to have, I believe, and we've shown this, that it can cure itself from any and all disease. And it's not real hard, and just let your listeners know, the reason why I got involved with this fight 23 years ago was when my children were born. And I have children, I have twins, and they were born with one of the most rare diseases on the planet called phenylketonuria, otherwise known as PKU, where my twins will never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, nothing that has protein will my twins ever eat. If they do eat it, it becomes toxic, goes straight to the brain, and causes the most extreme mental retardation there is. And because of this PKU, God put me on a mission to wake me up. I knew a lot about health and wellness. You know, my background's in exercise physiology, kinesiology, and like you said earlier, I owned a bunch of health clubs. I was in powerlifting. I was in bodybuilding. I brought a device to market called the Bod Pod that's now the gold standard around the world. But I didn't know what I didn't know. And when my children were born, that really forced me to do much more research. And I wanted to find a cure for their PKU, but God showed me so many other things that were cures for any and all disease. But what got me started on this vaccine was when my children were born, I was forced to look at anything and everything in their body. And the first thing they want to do to our precious, precious children within 24 hours of birth is vaccinate them. And 23 years ago, I didn't know anything about vaccines. I just knew that I'd gotten about 6 or 7, and, you know, they were all good. But when I went to my pediatrician's appointment and the medical doctor told us that my kids were going to have 72 inoculations before they were 18 years of age, I'm like, well, doc, can you show me a study? Can you show me a study that this new schedule's safe? And he said, sure, they're all over the place. And he couldn't give it to me that day, but he said he'd have it to me 7 days later when we came in for our next appointment. And when we came in 7 days later, he said, Mr. Key, there are no studies. But he said, Mr. Key, I promise you that the vaccines are safe. You know, they've been approved by the CDC, the FDA, the AMA. And I'm like, doc, these are my twins, and I love research. And if you can't show me one simple study, there's no way in hell you're going to give these vaccines to me. I mean, give them to my children. And the sad thing is that was in 1998, and little did I know what was going on with vaccines back then, because, you know, what I found out now, you know, that in 1986, you know, Ronald Reagan passed the Vaccine Injury Act that exempted all vaccine companies of any and all liability. And I had no idea about this. I mean, I would love to have a business that we didn't have any liability. And more importantly, wouldn't you love to have a business that you had no liability for, but yet the government mandated everybody take your product? I mean, it's insanity. You know.
No,
so
it's
anyway,
worse than that. I wrote about it. It's called The Perfect Business. What's worse about it is that it's literally 100% pure profit, and it costs pennies to make. So you have the National Institute of Health literally developing the vaccines with your tax dollars. You have the Health and Human Services guaranteeing purchase orders of large amounts, again, with your tax dollars. And the CDC is your publicity arm. And then they have lobbyists that go to the state to mandate it for the schedule. And they're all part of the CDC and the FDA and everything. So your tax dollars are actually funding this perfect business that makes money off people being ill, and the vaccines get them addicted to their other immunosuppressive pharmaceutical companies to deal with the vaccine injury that is never admitted.
Yeah,
to be real clear on that, it is more than just like the perfect business. It's 100% pure profit with our tax dollars funding the demise of our children and the future of our country.
And that's why we, the people, have to stand up. And that's why I created the Vaccine Police, is to hold these satanic, Luciferian individuals and corporations accountable, because the government is not holding them accountable at all. So the Vaccine right. Police is an organization that is holding them accountable. And we're not about violence in any form or the fashion. We are about the power of the pen and the power of the First Amendment right of free speech. And what I try to do is show people very simply how they can make simple phone calls, how they can send out simple emails, how they can send out simple affidavits and send paperwork certified and registered and get these corrupt, evil politicians and bosses and superintendents to stand down. Because, guys, they have been using fear and intimidation to motivate us. And if you understand science, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So what I'm doing is using fear and intimidation to motivate them. And what I know motivates them is money, okay? Money uh-huh. motivates them. So what I've been doing is I've been simply making phone calls and letting these individuals know that, look, if you want to PCR test our children and myself, and if you want us to wear a mask and you want to force vaccinate us, have at it. You know, do whatever you want to. But in the very next sentence, in the very next paragraph, if you do not tell us and you do not honor our medical and religious exemptions, you are committing fraud. And in all 50 states, that is a criminal offense where you could go to jail. More importantly, once we put you on public notice today, if anybody is damaged from this day forward because you didn't tell them about their medical and religious exemption and you did not honor that, you individually can be held civilly liable, where your car, your home, your pension, your retirement, all those things you hold so dearly, they all could be taken away. The corporate veil has been pierced. You cannot hide behind the corporation. Number three, you're not a medical doctor in most cases. So now you're practicing medicine without a license, and that is illegal and unlawful in all 50 states also. I, more than anybody, knows about this because for 23 years, because of what I've done, they've been doing everything they can to put me in jail saying I'm practicing medicine without a license, because I know how the human body works. I know what heals the human body. But again, I don't practice anything because I don't have to, because I figured it out, because God showed me, and then God gave me my temple to utilize these things on myself and see how they function and how they work. And lastly, mm-hmm. when we're dealing with superintendents, we let them know that we know this has nothing to do with the safety of our children. This has everything to do with the money that they are getting from the federal government to mask and PCR and vaccinate our children. And we will not stand down any longer. They are coming and killing our children. And this has mm-hmm. to stop. And because we've been doing this, I guess it's been 2 weeks ago now that, you know, myself and many others are now being investigated by the FBI, by the Attorney General, because supposedly now when you call your superintendent, you're considered to be a domestic terrorist, okay? If that's the case, I'll be a domestic terrorist all day and twice on Sunday, because I will not stand down. I will not be quiet.
Well, good for you, and you shouldn't. None of us should be quiet about this. So thank you. You're listening to Christopher Key of vaccine-police.com, and stay tuned until after the break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Christopher Key on Immunize Wisely. And Christopher has so much to share, I'm pretty much giving him the floor because, you know, he really does have a lot to share with us. And his website is vaccine-police.com. He also has a Telegram account, and you can find that in the chat, both those links. So go ahead, Christopher.
Guys, since this is a short segment right here, I want to give people solutions, okay? In this crazy, chaotic, insane world we're living in, we need solutions, okay? We talked briefly about the paperwork and whatnot, that you can go to my website and find that paperwork. But one of the things I want to talk about real quick is chlorine dioxide. If you don't know what chlorine dioxide is, please go to my website, look up the information. But I want to tell you about Sue Peters, a very good friend of mine, had Dr. Manuel Aparicio. He is a medical doctor who's also a very good friend of mine. And 6 months ago, Dr. Manuel Aparicio went on the Stu Peters show and told the world that him and his medical doctors, of 5,000 in Mexico had cured over 500,000 people with a simple solution called chlorine dioxide. If you guys don't know what chlorine dioxide is, like I said, do research. But if you remember when President Trump talked about drinking bleach, that's what he was talking about. And I drink my chlorine dioxide every single day because I know that it detoxifies the human body. And we now have evidence to show that any of those foolish people that actually took the jab, we have a new paper that's come out that says it helps the detoxifying of the mRNA, that it helps with the shedding. And again, I'm not a medical doctor. I do not practice medicine without a license, but I take it every single day. And what I love to do, and it really pisses the establishment off, because of my court order, I cannot sell anything. So what I do, because I will help God's children and God's people, is we give it away to anybody that needs it. So if there's anybody out there that has questions about chlorine dioxide, you can call me at 205-936-9803. That's my personal cell number. I answer phone calls all the time. And God told me to take every phone call and return every text, and I do that very well. He didn't say anything about email, so please call or text, and I would be happy to answer your questions. And if you guys don't know who Mark Grennan is, he's a very good friend of mine who's in prison right now because him and his three children were giving this chlorine dioxide away, and they've been in prison now for 15 months with no trial, no jury, no anything. Why? Because chlorine dioxide works. It works very well, and they don't want you to know this because this costs pennies on the dollar. And again, this is why they shut me down 7 years ago, because my technologies worked. They worked very, very well. Our chips worked. Our light worked. Our deer antler velvet worked. Our water worked. The education we showed our athletes on how they should eat and the supplements and herbs they should take. That's why we were part of 4 national championships, 3 Super Bowls, on the cover of Sports Illustrated, on 60 Minutes. Why? Because it worked. And they don't want you guys to know how simple the human body is. They don't want you to know how the body can heal itself from any and all disease. They want you to take their petroleum-based pills that will cause a Band-Aid to go and cover up one of the symptoms, which causes another, which causes another, which then requires you to have surgery, which then requires you to have rehab. And it's a vicious cycle, guys. We can break this cycle if you wake up from the trance, if you take the red pill and wake up, because you guys have the power. You guys are all so, so very powerful. And if you can just take the information that you've learned tonight on this show and just take it and share it with one other person, one turns to two, two turns to four, and before you know it, there's 7 billion souls that will know what's going on. And we win, guys. We win this no matter what. But right now what they're trying to do is take as many souls as they can. And that's why I'm on a mission of God to help all of God's people and all of God's children to wake up and see what's happening, guys. And we have to keep planting these seeds and showing the masses what is going on. So please, guys, take this information, do your own research, and do what the Lord commands you to do. Do not believe anything I say, but do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things. Not some things, guys, but all things. And if you do this, you'll find the truth. And, guys, the truth will make you free. You ask and you will receive. The information is out there. The cures for any and all diseases are out there. And it's not found in a petroleum-based product, guys. Do you guys understand that? What are your thoughts on that, ma'am?
I am totally with you 100%. I preach that all the time. Don't touch pharma drugs. I mean, I actually sell a product that I think is really good for pain relief. If someone has extreme pain relief, but you got to get to the cause. And a lot of times it's in your mouth. So we covered the dental issue last couple shows because it's huge to me, you know, the dental stuff. But I find people, when they're experiencing pain, they will go to ibuprofen or aspirin, which is really bad on your liver. All their drugs are hard on your liver. And so I sell Fibrenza, which is a systemic enzyme, and a lot of people have gotten great benefit from it. Plus, it's therapeutic. It actually goes in and does good work in your body on many things. So, you know, I'm just telling you, that's I'm so anti-pharma from when I was 15 years old. That's a whole other story. So anyway, thank you. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Christopher Key.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to have Christopher just kind of keep going there because he has a lot to share in 20 minutes, and then we do have a caller. So go ahead and share with our audience all the things that you need to cover before we take a caller, okay?
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to go back to is, you know, 23 years ago when I began a search to find a cure for my children's PKU. Like I was saying, God showed me the cure for any and all disease. And one of the places it started with was frequencies. And I did an unbelievable amount of research on frequencies. And one of the people I came across was a man named Royal Raymond Rife. And I'm hoping a lot of your listeners know who Royal Raymond Rife was. And if they don't, he was the man that was giving 16 terminal cancer patients by the equivalent of the American Medical Association in 1932. And in 30 days, he cured 14 to 16, took him another 30 days to cure the other two, 100% cure rate. Okay. Wow. His technology was amazing. His technology was really should have changed the world. And as I was doing the research on him, the way God works, came in contact with the man named Lynn Kinney, who lived literally 15 minutes from me, who had bought the original estate of Royal Raymond Rife and had back-engineered it, and he had been curing people with cancer, over 35,000 people with terminal cancer, and had been doing it for a little over 15 years. And he pretty much became my mentor, and I began to study under him, and that led me to Nikola Tesla, and I found out all the things that Tesla had done, and that really took me into the realm of frequencies, and that was where we developed a little chip that you could take and store frequencies in, because this little chip was a hologram, and holograms are just storage centers for information, and we could literally take frequencies that we know help with pain, help with energy, help with balance, flexibility, give the body what God intended to have. And these chips worked amazingly well, where we had randomized double-blind placebo studies that were done at the University of Alabama, where I went to school. We had thermal imaging photography that was done not at Alabama, but at two other places to show that when you put these chips on, the pain greatly went away, if not completely, or at least was decreased tremendously. And they don't want you guys to know these things, because everything is energy. When God spoke, which was a frequency, we became. And they are using these frequencies, I believe, for very, very evil intentions. But again, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. And we use the frequencies for very, very good. And that was one of the reasons why they came in and shut us down. The other reason why they came in and why we were banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, and whatnot, was because of a simple substance called antler velvet. A lot of people don't know what antler velvet is. A lot of people know what synthetic HGH is. And when you take synthetic HGH, it's converted by the liver to IGF-1. Insulin-like growth factor is what does everything to really help the body rebuild, recover, rejuvenate. And we had deer that we harvest out of New Zealand where their antlers are one of the fastest substances growing on planet Earth. It grows almost an inch a day. And the reason why it grows so fast is because the high concentration of IGF-1 that's in the tip of the antlers, it was freeze-dried, put into a sublingual spray that you sprayed under your tongue, and it gave your body all the nutrients it needed to rebuild, regrow, and rejuvenate. And then we also put frequencies in there. And this product was beyond amazing. And again, that's why we did so many things we did at the NFL and in the other major organizations. And that's why now, if anybody goes to my website or sends me a text, we will send them those chips at no cost. We will send them that chlorine dioxide at no cost because, again, we believe this technology is what has to get to the masses, okay? This technology is very simple that works, and it works very well. Now, let's go into the vaccine, please, real quick, because we got about 15 minutes left. I am looking for a few good men and a few good women that will, number one, put God first, number two, put God's people first around the world, and number three, help God's children. And we, the people, can do this, and we need your help. And what we're doing is very simple. It is nonviolent in any form of the fashion. It is just I need you guys to make phone calls, to send emails, to serve affidavits, and these things work, and it works very, very well. When I went the very first time to the Board of Education in Jefferson County, they laughed at me. They made fun of me. They called the police. They called the sheriff. They escorted me out like I was a dog. But when their lawyers looked over it, 10 days later, they made a public announcement saying that the children of Jefferson County would not have to wear masks. They strongly encourage it. They would not have to be vaccinated, but they strongly encourage it. That was a win, guys. And we've been having wins after wins after wins, and we need your help. On our website, if anybody wants to donate, they can. And just I want you guys to know that money does not go to Christopher Key. It comes in, and Christopher Key gives that money back out to help God's people and God's children. Right now we have 7 billboards up, 5 in Texas, 1 in Birmingham, and 1 that's about to go up in Louisiana that says vaccines kill. okay, because we know vaccines kill. We know, like I said earlier, that 17,000 people have died after taking the vaccine, but the press will not report on it. So anything the press will not report on, we, the people, have to report on it. And one of the things we're doing to report on this is we're putting it up in lights. And that's one of the things you guys can help with, and that's one of the ways that your money will be spent, is putting these billboards up in all 50 states so that we, the people, can have our First Amendment right of free speech. So these billboards I have now for 12 months, and they're digital, so I can change them every single week with whatever the new message is. Just to have fun, last week, what I put up on one of the billboards was, "Let's go, Brandon." I don't know if your listeners know what that means, but "Let's go, Brandon" is poking fun at Mr. Biden and whatnot, and that was... And because the media is lies, the media tells lies and lies and more lies. So what we have to do is spread God's truth to help God's children. Okay, so this is one of the things that's happened. The other big thing that happened just recently, I went to court 3 days ago. As you were talking about earlier, I was arrested at Whole Foods. Why? Because I would not defy my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and put a mask on. I would not have my temperature taken. I would not answer these medical questions because that's illegal and unlawful. And because of this, I was arrested. And I did this purposely, guys, because I'm very strategic in the way I do things. And why I did this was because I had to be damaged in order for me to retaliate and to sue and hold them accountable. As of right now, I have subpoenaed the governor of Alabama, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, the medical advisory board. All they are being forced to come into open court and to prove that the virus has been isolated, to prove that there is a pandemic. Well, when I went for my arraignment, one of the things, if you go back to my Telegram page on Vaccine Police, you can see where when I was arraigned, when I went into the judge, the judge asked if I was Christopher Key. I said, I'm the administrator for that matter. He said, "Are you not Christopher Key?" I said, "I'm the administrator for that matter." He said, "Do you not understand the question?" I said, "Look, no man will ever stand over me. The only person that stands over me is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And he said, "Well, how do you plea?" And I said, "Your Honor, before I enter a plea, I have to know two things. One, that you believe in God. And two, that you took an oath of office." And he came back and told me he did not have to answer. Okay? These are our judges now. They do not believe in God. They have not taken an oath of office. And that's why we have to hold them accountable. This went so far as when I was supposed to go to court 3 weeks ago, I get a phone call from the district attorney telling me he has never seen this happen in 30 years of practicing law, that now the judge has ordered my case removed from his jurisdiction. So my case has now been removed from his jurisdiction. I went into court on Wednesday of this week, and they tried to tell me I had to wear a mask, and I said, "No, I do not." They told me I had to stop filming, and I said, "No, I did not." And then they told me I couldn't represent myself. I said, "Yes, I could." Go back and watch the video. I know what God's law is, and that's not to harm the hair on another man or woman's head. And long as I don't do that, these policies and these statutes and these codes, they do not apply to me. They do not apply to you. But when you guys continue to bow down and kneel to them, they will continue to take advantage of us, and that's why we have to stand up and stand up for our constitutional rights, stand up for our amendments, and they will stand down. But so many people are bowing down and following orders, okay? These orders are not legal and lawful, and that's why you guys have to stand up. And I can't do this by myself. I'm one man, and we've made a lot of progress, but we need more of you men and women to stand up with us. I know our men now, sadly, are a bunch of freaking pansies. Why? Because they've been so poisoned by the toxic chemicals that are in the air, that are in the water, that are in the foods that we're eating. And that's why our whole big push with Stu Peters now is to make men again. And that's what I believe the IGF-1 can do, is make our men so that they stand up and fight for God's children. And that's why we need more of our women to stand up and fight for God's children. And it's so sad when I go to all these rallies and whatnot, most of them, I'm the only male. You know, where are our men? So please, guys, you women listening, get your men back to being men again. You know, make sure they're taking in real water. Make sure they're not eating genetically modified foods. Make sure they're not taking in aspartame and fluoride, all these toxic chemicals, you know, sitting underneath their cell phone with 5G radiating them and whatnot. And that's why we give away the little chips that we know will help their body come into balance and be able to heal itself at no cost. We send that out to anywhere in the world that they want these, that they will call me, send me a mailing address or email, that we will take care of them. These are very simple solutions that do work. And when we come together, as one, they will stand down. They don't want you guys to all know the power that each and every one of you guys have individually. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you have such great stuff posted that I've been collecting for a long time. Just the fact that wearing a face covering, this is what the Arabs knew a long time ago. I have another one to share with you that you may want to post to. I'll send it to you. But just really helpful. That's how they subjugated their women. They wanted to make sure that they all had their face covered up and that it wipes out your individuality. It's very important, you know, and it desensitizes people, you know, covering their nose and mouth too. Aside from diminishing the amount of oxygen available, which is key to health and immunity, and your brain.
Again, what people have to understand, the mask, if you do the research, it does absolutely nothing to protect you, and it actually hinders you tremendously. But what this mask thing is all about is it's very satanic. It's very Luciferian. You know, the first thing they do when they do their satanic rituals is they cover their face. They cover their face. More importantly, they stand 6 feet apart on the left, 6 feet apart on the right, and 6 feet in front and back. 666. It's right there, right in front of you guys. And that's why you guys have to realize this is a satanic Luciferian battle that we have to stand up for God's children and God's people. And again, we will win, but we win when we quit being divided. Right now, they're all about division. They're you know, you're black, I'm white, so we're fighting against each other. You're Republican, I'm Democrat. It's all about divide and conquer. We've got to do away with the egos and all come together as one so we can fight this tyrannical government, so we can fight this Luciferian satanic whatever that is ruling over us all right now. So that's what we're doing with the Vaccine Police. And if any of you guys want to get involved with what we're doing, please call me at 205-936-9803 or go to my website, vaccine-police.com, and send me an email, send me a text. And guys, do what the Lord commands you to do, and that is test and prove all things, not some things, but all things. And don't believe anything I've told you today. Go do your own research. You'll see that there's very simple things. If you haven't read the book called Politics and Healing by Daniel Haley, please go read it. If you haven't read the book, The Body's Electric by Dr. Robert Becker, go look at it. Go do the research. If you haven't seen the documentary Vax, please go watch it. Understand that in 2010, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that all vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. All vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And that's why we're writing a letter right now and trying to write it to every medical doctor in the world. You can go to my website and get this letter where it has 11 undeniable facts regarding vaccines. And if you guys take this letter and if you just send it out to one medical doctor and put him on notice, the genie will be out of the bottle so that when that child is then damaged because that medical doctor did not tell them about those 11 undeniable facts, they will be held accountable. They can't be held accountable because of the 1986 Vaccine Injury Act. But if they commit fraud, we can hold them all accountable. And not only can we hold that medical doctor accountable, we can also hold the 100 senators I've sent this same letter to, the House of Representatives, Bill Gates, Fauci, the president, Mr. Biden. All those people will be held accountable because we know vaccines heal. We know that 2018, when Robert Kennedy Jr. Sued HHS to release the safety studies, not one single safety study has been done on any of the vaccines. Not one single safety study. We know again that 17,000 people have dropped dead after taking the vaccine, this COVID vaccine. And we know more importantly that when HHS hired Harvard to do the study, they come to find out that less than 1% of the population actually report. They actually report the damages and the death. But yet the media says, oh my goodness, that anybody can do that. Anybody can report. But they, what they don't tell you, that you go to jail if you falsely report, and they don't tell you it takes hours and hours to actually report this. But then they want to say that this reporting is not accurate. This reporting, yeah, it's not accurate, because in reality, there's probably like 100,000, 250,000 people that have died after taking the COVID vaccine. If your listeners don't know about mRNA technology, please understand that this technology is not new. This technology was discovered in 1963, and when they gave it to the ferrets, they had the most unbelievable antibody response they'd ever had in the history of the world. They said this will change vaccines forever. But then they exposed the ferrets to the live virus, and every single one of them dropped dead. That's why it never made it to market in 63 or 73 or 83 or 93 or 2003 or 2019. But now at warp speed, guys, this has made it to market. And I promise you, here in the next few months, when all the people that took this vaccine are exposed to the live virus, it's very possible and probable they will drop dead. And that's why we have to get this information out as fast as we can. We cannot let them inject our beautiful children with this mRNA technology, because their little bodies cannot handle this at all. They're giving the same exact vaccine to the children, the same milligrams that they're giving to the adults or giving to the children. This technology is...
But they've been doing that. Let me just say, Christopher, they've been doing that with all the vaccines. It's the same amount. So, and then the other thing I just want to mention is that it's known that it basically takes out your innate immune system. You know, so that's really what we're dealing with. I mean, it's not some virus out here that's going to attack them. It's all these poisons that they've figured out. You know, gain of function, you know, this whole graphene oxide and whatever they have that people are getting, you know, infected with, because it's in the air and it's around them and it's being shed, losing, you know, taste and smell. But they're, you know, if they have this injection, it is literally designed to take out your innate immune system. And they say that anyone that took the shot by 2022, they will not have any immune system. They won't be able to resist any kind of poisoning whatsoever, whether it's from, you know, herbicides, pesticides, anything. So we do have a caller in California. I think we lost Joe. So do you have a question for our guest, Christopher Key?
Well,
hello.
One of the things. Go ahead. Hello. Y'all
is he on? I am taking the caller. I'm sorry. I don't know who it is. It just says Loomis in California. Okay.
Hearing me? Hello.
Hi, Loomis. Do you have a question for our, Christopher?
Well, yeah, I think Christopher is on point. I had Mr. Humble's book back in 2006 and have used it throughout many situations, but I also wanted to compliment you and your past friend who turned everybody on, or at least me, to Melvin Stamper and Fruit from a Poisonous Tree.
Right, Anita. Yeah, actually, I didn't really like her. You know, she was into that judge, whatever his name is. I thought it was all kind of kooky stuff, and I said, you need to use Melvin Stamper. You know, that at least his book adds some credibility to what you're talking about. So, yeah, she found out about that from me. And then, of course, you know, L.B. Bork claims that all that information was stolen. But, yeah, you know, we don't have very much time. But I really appreciate your comment. Thank you, Loomis.
Well, my point is that you led me further onto other subjects through that. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you for that. And, you know, Fishbaum is the guy who destroyed Rife. And
yes,
he was the beginning of the FDA.
Correct.
Yeah, Fishbaum is the one that was actually he was a clown. People don't know this. He actually was a professional clown, and he then became the head of the FDA. and went after Royal Raymond Rice. He went after Tesla. He went after the chiropractors, and they've been doing this from the beginning. It was all funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, because they all wanted to put their petroleum-based products, that they wanted to do away with everything we know about Dr. Bachamp and terrain theory, and lead us to believe that germs cause disease, where right now, like in the air that I'm breathing, there's 10 to the 31 viruses. That's a one with 31 zeros behind it. But that is a million times more than all the stars in the entire universe. So why in the world are we scared about this little COVID virus along with other 72 viruses? That the viruses, the bacteria, the germs, they are part of who we are. That's what makes us up. You know, the last thing you ever should do is be disinfecting and killing, you know, all and wiping down everything. It's been a force that people don't understand, because the tele-lie vision does nothing but tell lies, lies, and more lies. But it's TV programming for a reason, because it programs you to go down their narrative, and their narrative is all about pharmaceutical drugs. It's all about the chemicals. It's all about surgery. And that's what we try to do, is wake people up and show them that God's body, God's temple, can cure itself from any and all things with very simple real water, real food, real supplements and herbs, and real frequencies. It's very simple.
Mr. Keys, how does somebody contact you?
My direct cell is 205-936-9803. And my website is vaccine-police.com. I love to take questions. I love to talk to anybody that's willing to listen. And I love to hear anything new that's out there, guys. I'm the type of person, I'm very teachable. I only know what I've been taught, but I'm willing to learn, because we know there's so many simple things out there, and I'm trying to put together an arsenal that will be able to help anybody and everybody. And the simplest solutions we have right now that we know work very, very well is chlorine dioxide, deer antler velvet, and the chips to help bring the body back into balance. And those are three of the simplest things. And then the other thing is microbiome labs and megaspores. You've got to fix the gut. Your gut has been destroyed from all the glyphosate and all the antibiotics that have been put in our water and our food, and you got to bring back the gut into balance.
Okay, we have 1 minute.
I drink kefir every day. Do you have deer antler velvet for sale?
Yeah, it's on his website. This is all on his website under his videos and his, you can see it. It's on his website. So we have like literally less than a minute, okay? So if Joe has a quick question in Oklahoma, we're going to say bye to you, Loomis. And if Joe has a super quick question, maybe he could answer otherwise.
I have a quick comment. And this goes back, I tried to get in early, but holding these people accountable and putting them on notice, being left out the Supreme Court decision of 1993, Hoefer, that is Hoefer versus Melo, Melo, whereby a public official can be held personally liable for their acts.
Thank you,
Hoefer versus Melo.
Right. Why don't you guys be in touch? I mean, he gave you the contact information. I think you guys would
tell you
work
what,
well together.
I've been an hour trying to get in here, and I'm just pretty frustrated right now.
I'm sorry, Joe. I have another guest, and so I wanted him to. We have a chat room, and I'm encouraging people to put things, information in the chat room. So thank you. Thank you so much, Christopher and Joe and Loomis. And I hope you got enough information where you guys could all be in touch, you know, with my fabulous guest, Christopher Key, a real man. We need more real American men. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN.